about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am Dr. Dahlia Wax. Thank you all for listening. I'm just so excited that we're coming up on the end of the year. Just a couple more days. Even more excited about the Iowa caucuses. I can't wait to get this presidential primary underway. I think the Republicans are just really doing themselves in. I guess Newt Gingrich now is falling even more behind in the polls. Ron Paul is moving upward. Romney's still holding his own. So we'll see what happens January 3rd. I will be filling in for Alan Stock on the Alan Stock Show. So for those of you that want to listen to me, put on my political hat. I am going to be, it'll be airing 10 to 12 Pacific time in the morning, January 3rd. You could go to KDON, www.kdwn.com, and you could listen streaming live. That'll be 10 a.m. Pacific time on January 3rd. I'll be filling in for the Alan Stock Show covering the caucuses. Can't wait. All right, looks like there's a midwife who delivered her own baby. I think she wanted to, right? But anyway, she delivered her own baby using only a makeup mirror. Russ will be talking about how more and more employers are now giving the workers cash to lose weight, to stop smoking, to get a physical. We'll talk about some of the incentives that are there. Also going to talk about, looks like Loganberries, or is it Liganberries, Liganberries. Looks like this is now the next in food to eat. All right. Before it was mangosteen and pomegranate. Now it's Liganberry. We'll talk about that. I think the only place I've ever seen it was IHOP. So a lot to talk about today, plus some interesting medical news. So please, please stay with us. And of course, I'd love to hear from you. So call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Okay, so what is this? Here, all right, so now they're saying new research in Finland shows that the lingonberry has much higher antioxidant levels than blueberries and raspberries. I know blueberries are really good for memory. So I always tell people blueberries, love blueberries. All right, and they say what this can do is it can protect the blood vessels of people of high blood pressure or of diabetic damage from too much blood sugar. They say it doesn't lower blood pressure, but it stops the damage. They say lingonberries comes from Sweden, are found on low evergreen shrubs throughout the forests of Scandinavia. They say they're tart red berries. Honestly, I mean, I get these at IHOP. IHOP, you get Swedish pancakes with lingonberries. They're actually really damn good. Their tart red berries are much smaller and juicier than its cousin, the cranberry, and they're sweeter. They're sweeter than the cranberry. They contain high levels of phytochemicals, brilliant antioxidants, of course. And they say that it also protects the sun's radiation from damaging the small fruit. And the way we take these chemicals in protects our bodies from excessive oxidation, even from the sun. They think that these lingonberries can also help prevent diseases like cancer, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's. Okay, now, I'm not saying go run to IHOP and get Swedish pancakes. Okay, we're only talking about the lingonberries. Now, remember, right, a lot of us, we take these berries in with syrupy sauces and sugary sauces. Okay, you gotta remember, I mean, we're talking about the actual, just like chocolate. You know, I always get asked when I'm interviewed by, you know, on other shows, well, how good is chocolate? The chocolate that's good for you is the darkest, dark, bitter chocolate. We're not talking about yummy milk chocolate or white chocolate. We're not talking about that. Chocolate caramel, chocolate covered nuts, Reese's. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the bitter, more natural form of the chocolate. All right. So same thing with these berries. But I got to tell you, blueberries, you know, they're pretty yummy stuff. Pretty yummy stuff. Okay. Now, Walgreens looks like having some issues. Apparently, they are going to see a possible 50% drop in profits with this possible Express Scripts Medco merger. All right. They say Walgreens began cutting costs in anticipation of losing as much as 75% of sales generated from employee benefits manager Express Scripts after a six-month dispute over pharmacy reimbursement rates. They say Walgreens reiterated that it doesn't expect to renew its contract with Express Scripts that expires in 2 days. The contract, which manages prescriptions and employers, accounted for $5.3 billion in Walgreens' revenue. Oh, boy. All right. So they say shares have tumbled since June 21st when the company said negotiations with Express Scripts were unsuccessful. That's not going to be good. All right, so it looks like Express Scripts coverage are going to switch prescriptions to Jewel Osco, a super value chain, pharmacies in Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, also CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart. That's a huge drop. They say Express Scripts is awaiting regulatory approval of its proposed $29 billion acquisition of Medco Health. Many of you guys use these for your prescriptions. When you get your 90-day prescriptions, right, or mail order, and of course, because they could buy them in bulk, you get them cheaper. You know, I'm a fan in terms of it cutting costs for the patients, not a fan of the big, you know, conglomerate company because, you know, a lot of times they say they don't get the fax or they don't mail the prescription on. You know, we've had issues, our patients have had issues, but for the most part, they're saving money. They say the revenue generated from Scripts represented about 7.3% of Walgreens' $72 billion in sales. I wonder what this means. Walgreens estimated will fill about 29 million Express Scripts from September 1 to December 31st, which I guess is almost done. And then from there, well, we'll see what happens. I got to tell you, not good. Also, the list came out of which stores Sears and Kmart are pulling out of. Looks like Florida's going to be the most hit. Remember, Sears and Kmart are closing about 120 stores. There's about 40 to 80 employees in each. And from what I understand, Florida is going to get hit the most, losing about 11 stores. All right. I say the economy's not getting better. All right. Something's got to happen in 2012. Something's got to happen. All right. When we come back from break, I want to talk about this midwife who delivered her own baby using like a little makeup mirror. Really? Really? You know, I people deliver at home. I guess she used the makeup mirror. I would have done that. You know, I've delivered babies. I would have probably done that too. Then we're going to talk about what employers are doing for their employees to get them to lose weight and quit smoking. Maybe your employer will do the same for you. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Warning: the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email is at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. All right, this is going to be a little graphic, but a soccer player suffers a split in his scrotum. His scrotum just split into two during a soccer game. All right, of course, by accident. Chris Whelpdale, a winger with English fourth-tier side Gillingham, suffered a painful and unusual injury in a 2-1 win at Crawley Monday when a tackle split open his scrotum. Fox is reporting. They say it's a horrific injury. Quote, he's going to be very sore, and I'm sure his wife won't be too happy either. Like if I need to say that. Whelpdale required 5 stitches to close the injury, which occurred during a high tackle by David Hunt. The 22-year-old Whelpdale, who joined the soccer club from Peterborough in July, had scored 4 goals in 22 games. Okay, so English soccer, pretty rough, guys. Pretty rough. You got to wear a cup. I don't think I have ever, in my years of emergency room or my years of medicine, have ever seen a scrotum just split. Now, I have had to produce testicular torsion. I have had people where the testicle twisted on itself. Very painful. For the guy, of course. And, you know, you just have to twist it back, you know, but then they feel good. They're like, oh, thank you. But it's not fun, not easy. I don't know how you guys do it. I really, really don't. If I had a testicle, I'd be hurting myself all the time. I'm a klutz. You know, I mean, I get my hair caught on things. I break nails. I don't know how I could keep just a scrotal sac or testicles away from harm. I don't know. All right, speaking of sports, Colts quarterback Dan Orlovsky's wife gives birth to triplets. He is a father of triplets. Got to admit, the Colts are doing pretty well. Colts aren't doing too bad. Half of my picks won last, I don't gamble or anything, but I decide who's going to win, you know, football, depending on the NFL injury report. And we go by the NFL injury report and whoever has the most groin injuries lose. But Indianapolis Colts quarterback Dan Orlovsky, now a father of triplets. He's a very, very happy, happy guy. Okay, so let me see what else in the news here. Okay, so midwife delivers her own baby. Now, she and her friends were giggling when she was pregnant that she should deliver her own baby, but she never expected that this would really happen. She's delivered thousands of babies. When she was leaving work, she ended up going into labor. This was 3 weeks earlier than when she was supposed to. She did call 911. She went into the bathroom, had a bit of a backache, she said, and then started to go into contractions. She had a makeup mirror. Now, we aren't talking makeup mirror in the purse. I bet it was one of those large mirrors, you know, that, those like big round ones that magnify, probably that. All right. And by the time the paramedics arrived, little baby was born. She actually used a TENS machine to help with the contraction pain. I used a TENS machine. A lot of physical therapists use that where they give you a little muscle stim, little jolts, and it actually really helped. I mean, when I couldn't get my epidural and I was in a lot of pain, the TENS machine really, really helped. So baby was born weighing 6 pounds, 12 ounces. She's all happy that she got to deliver her own baby. I didn't get to deliver my own kids, but my first kid, after he crowned and the head came out, the doctor said, Dahlia, deliver him. And I was able to pull him out. It was great. It was great. I was able to pull him out. So I've delivered only hundreds of babies. I haven't delivered that many, but it's a great experience. I got to tell you, delivering a baby, it is absolutely amazing. You know, because you do so much. You know, you take out tumors of cancer, you lance rectal abscesses, you give vaccines to kids. And you know, there's a lot of crying, a lot of negativity, but delivering that baby is just an absolute highlight. It's great. That's great. Okay. Now, of concern is Tamiflu-resistant flu. Now, many of you are familiar with Tamiflu. Remember when the swine flu broke a couple years ago and everybody was rushing to their doctor to get Tamiflu? We didn't have a vaccine for swine flu. People were freaking out, so they wanted to get the antiviral. And they were asking the doctor for it, that there started to become a shortage. So the World Health Organization is now reporting an apparent spike in Australia in the number of seasonal influenza cases that are now resistant to Tamiflu, and really resistant. Okay? Apparently, so many people have been taking Tamiflu that now they are finding resistant strains of the H1N1. Now, they say, though, still, the H1N1, the swine flu, is still sensitive to Relenza. Relenza is zanamivir. That's another antiviral older than Tamiflu and actually still effective. All right. But they said that when they were looking at the resistant H1N1 to the Tamiflu, they said that it would take more than 500 times the concentration of Tamiflu usually prescribed just to cut key aspects of the resistant viral activity in half. So we're talking, this virus is really outsmarting the antivirals. Now, I remember I was interviewed years ago, you know, about this scare with the Tamiflu. I said it was ridiculous because it's going to, you know, harbor resistance to it. It's very easy to predict, and, you know, it doesn't take, it's not rocket science, but it's frightening because people overdo it and they, I know they stocked up. People were coming, I had to say no. And look, you aren't sick. No, you know, this is the second time you've asked me for Tamiflu. Stop it. And I hated saying no to people, but I thought the hysteria was too much. You know, and luckily we were pretty okay in Clark County. Yes, there were some deaths, there were some hospitalizations, but a lot of my healthy people did not need to start hoarding five, you know, prescription boxes of this Tamiflu. And so now it looks like many people have taken it. Now you see resistance. Now, but keep in mind, these viruses, they mutate. You know, viruses are very highly mutable just because of the way they're designed. You know, usually the virus that latches onto the host makes the host propagate itself. So they're very smart, very cunning. So I'm not surprised. I just didn't realize how resistant it was. Really, they're talking 500 times the dose? Are you kidding me? So pretty concerning. However, remember, there is another option, Relenza, but they better make a third option because, again, I'm, you know, once people start using Relenza, we're going to see issues with that as well. Okay. I tell you, it's not people are stupid. I don't want to say people are stupid or selfish. It's just, you know, of course they panic. I mean, you know, we see these movies, you know, like Contagion or Outbreak. We see, well, like 2012. Okay. The movie had nothing to do with, you know, bacteria or virus, but it had to do with the world ending. And, you know, people see these movies and go, you know, it really can happen. We really need to be prepared. Now, I've always talked about being prepared. You know, make sure you have plenty of water. Make sure you have a generator. Make sure you have a go-to plan if there's a nuclear disaster. You know, just, you could be ready. But, you know, something like this happens and people panic and selfishly they hoard medication. And it's frightening because I think we cause more problems down the line. And, you know, what are you going to do? Okay, so one thing that's pretty good, positive, is it looks like employers are rewarding their healthy workers with actual cash. We're seeing payoffs, right, between $50 to more than $1,400 a year to employees that actually bring back a wellness certificate from their doctor. I know I filled some of these out, or, you know, getting a checkup, losing weight, quitting smoking, exercising, et cetera. And companies vary. They say Walmart workers who smoke actually pay $2,000 more per year. So if you don't smoke, you pay $2,000 less. So you can look at it as you get penalized if you do unhealthy practices or you get rewarded. It says here GE charges their smoking employees $624 a year. According to the New York Times, policies that penalize employees have doubled in the last 2 years. Also, I guess this isn't as positive as I thought. 9 to 19%, and 250 major American employers have actually now penalized employees. They say the federal government allows companies to require workers who don't meet certain health standards to pay up to 20% of their insurance costs, but that will rise to 30% in 2014. You know, again, it's tough because if not, employers are going to discriminate. You know, if they think you're a smoker, they're just not going to hire you. So I guess the good to that is you can at least be a smoker that gets hired. But keep in mind, employers are getting penalized by the insurance companies, so they're going to pass the penalty on to you. All right. So some companies will also, I guess, subsidize gym memberships. Some companies will actually do like one company I saw, they actually did they do these weight contests. Whoever loses the most weight in a week, you know, without, you know, going to diet pills or eat the least amount of fat, et cetera. So there's a lot of different things you could do. If you have a small office, I think it's good to have a little wager, a little something, you know. But I like the idea of incentivizing. I like the idea of penalizing. I think giving Weight Watchers, you know, as a gift, like a Weight Watchers membership. Why not that instead of, well, you know what? Imagine an employer giving you a Weight Watchers membership instead of a bonus. You'd be ticked. You're right. Well, all right, guys. When we come back, don't go away. More on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Medical Talk Radio. So a 99-year-old man is now divorcing his wife of 77 years because he stumbled across love letters she had written back in the 1940s. He discovered this before Christmas. They have 12 grandchildren, a great-grandchild, 5 children, all right? And the 96-year-old woman had reportedly confessed to having an affair 60 years ago. But she tried to persuade her 99-year-old husband to stay. Antonio C. refused, filed for divorce despite them being married almost 8 decades. He uncovered the letters inside an old chest of drawers. He said their relationship had already been rocky. 10 years ago, the husband moved out to live with one of the sons, returned weeks later. So I guess it was very easy for him to leave. They said the former lovebirds met in 1930s when he was a military officer based in Naples. Once the divorce is finalized, the pair could possibly take the world's record for the world's oldest divorces. Now, the previous oldest couple to divorce were Brits, Bertie and Jesse Wood, both aged 98, who ended their 36-year marriage in 2009. Man, I mean, I guess he wants to live with them. Maybe he's using it as an excuse, you know? The marriage was already rocky. Looks like Beyonce is in the hospital about to give birth. I thought she was admitted yesterday to the hospital. But apparently we are waiting for her to give birth. Also, what's interesting is it looks like baby names. They say Jaden is the most popular boy name, right? And Isabella is the most popular girl name for babies. Doesn't Britney Spears have a Jaden? Yeah, I think Jaden's a great name. I think it's a great name. Our names are Stone and Brock. They say the top boy names of 2011 was Jaden, then Ethan, Daniel, Jacob, and David. For girls, it was Isabella, Sophia, Olivia, Emily, and Madison. Wow. Now, I don't know. No, I'm not having any more kids. No, no, I'm done. I'm done. Okay, we are coming up on New Year's. Woohoo! Yay, 2012. Of course, hangovers are what we're going to see January 1. Now, I am doing my show December 31st in the morning, so I will be going over how to prevent hangovers and hangover cures, but really quickly, just in case you all can't listen to it, just here's some important steps to know about, okay? Of course, you're not going to get a hangover if you don't overdrink. All right. So, you know, they say don't try to have more than three beverages in any 1 to 2 hour period. Honestly, I think three is going to be too much for you guys. Please, they say no more than five beverages in one night. You got to really. I know it's New Year's. I'm not trying to be a party pooper, but still, you know, people of Asian descent have lower levels of alcohol dehydrogenase, right? They cannot break down the alcohol, have levels of acetaldehyde, will get flushing. Of course, people of Asian descent do need to be careful. A lot of people say, well, just eat a greasy meal and you won't get a hangover. Like, look, you need to eat well. Okay, you do need to eat well. I wouldn't say greasy food, but eat a good meal. Eat a good meal that has protein and some starch. It will reduce the acetaldehyde in your stomach, but don't overdo it. They also say you could try having a glass of milk before alcohol. It'll coat the lining of your stomach and slow down the absorption of the alcohol. It's true, White Russians, people don't do that badly with White Russians. Again, I'm not telling you to drink. I'm not telling you to drink. We're just kind of going over some prevention of hangover tips. Of course, stick to one type of alcohol if you do drink. Okay, you can't be mixing vodka with wine, with rum. I know some of these, gosh, when I used to work at Red Robin, it wasn't the Long Island iced tea. I forget what kind of a, gosh, I'm trying to think of the name of the drink where you mix a bunch of different alcohols. It was tasty, and it was sold on their drink menu. But again, that's probably not the best choice. You need to stick with one type of alcohol, okay? Cocktails, a lot of times, mix alcohol types. You got to be careful, especially these martinis. And then we also recommend light liquors over dark liquors, okay? Light liquors have less congeners, the toxic chemical that kind of gives the alcohol its characteristics. So the lighter, the better, all right? As opposed to darker ones like brandy or whiskey, lighter is more like vodka or gin, all right? They found people that consumed brandy, red wine, rum, whiskey had more hangovers than white wine, gin, vodka, or pure ethanol, which I would never recommend. All right. They say choose less concentrated alcohol beverages. Believe it or not, beer is actually better than shots of whiskey, but obviously, right? Of course, watch out for the calories too. All right. They say champagne. Don't think just because champagne looks like a girly drink that you're not going to get drunk. Champagne does go to your head pretty quickly, even though it's a light alcohol. Again, you know, you sip champagne, have a glass of champagne, don't be drinking a whole bottle. Also, use non-carbonated mixers. All right, those seem to do better because carbonated mixers cause you to accelerate your absorption of the alcohol. And then the mainstay, though, of preventing hangovers is your hydration. You have to keep hydrated. Okay? Basically, alcohol breaks down, produces lactic acid, other chemicals. Then you end up also urinating a lot. It messes with your antidiuretic hormone. You urinate more, you become dehydrated, and you get headaches. So you need to hydrate. But when you urinate more, you also lose a lot of salt, and you lose a lot of potassium. So you really need to keep your potassium up and your salts up. I mean, don't overdo it with the salt. I'm not talking about like beer nuts, all right? Now, they say have one glass of water after each alcoholic beverage, all right, to keep yourself hydrated. Always keep a glass of water handy, or even keep the water in your hand and put down the alcoholic drink to drink just now and then. So if you feel like you need to be sipping something, sip water. All right. Okay. And then they also say distract yourself while everybody's drinking. Try to walk around. But healthy breakfast is crucial the next day. Make sure you have fluids. Make sure you have fruit. Maybe some whole grain toast, honey. You need to restore your potassium, fructose, and sodium lost by the alcohol. Okay? Ah, that's how you prevent. I know in medical school we used to do the banana bags. Right. You know, put, you know, hook up the IV, throw some potassium in there, magnesium. Yeah, it worked. But honestly, you know, just the toxins. Just be careful. I know it's New Year's. And remember, walking could be just as dangerous as driving drunk. So if you're walking drunk, make sure somebody's not letting you walk out in the middle of the street with your stupid hat and the noisemaker. Make sure you're being watched. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Looks like a new discovery found that Christopher Columbus probably did bring back syphilis to Europe after his trip to the Americas. Now, it had been disproven. They said, no, there's bodies prior to 1492 that had shown some evidence of syphilis infection, but they found no, that probably was because of consumption of seafood. And so they found that what they realized is whoever they thought had syphilis prior to 1492 didn't, and so they really didn't see any evidence of syphilis until after 1492. And that's when Columbus went to the New World. So apparently Christopher Columbus probably had some time off when he was discovering. He didn't work 24/7, and they all had some time to have some fun. And then when they went back to Europe, they brought back syphilis. Okay. Let me see. They say most of the skeletal material. Oh, they're talking about the bodies that they thought had syphilis actually had collagen, I don't want to call them implants, but growths that were from fish that had been eaten at the time. All right. So interesting stuff. Christopher Columbus, they're going to have to change all the textbooks now. They really are. Also, what's interesting is the Beverly Hillbillies actress. You guys remember Donna Douglas, right, in the 1960s? Apparently, she sued and, I believe, settled because Mattel came up with a Beverly Hillbilly doll. Right? That resembled her, Ellie Mae. Now, they aren't telling us exactly how much she got. They said, technically we don't have to pay her, okay? But they're keeping it all hush-hush, but apparently there was a lawsuit and a settlement because Ellie Mae, Miss Douglas, was upset that they made a Beverly Hillbillies doll and she didn't get to make money from it. I wonder how old she is. Well, you know what? If she was in her teens or 20s back then, she's probably in her 60s. Now. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, 70s maybe. When we come back, we're on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show played in your city, contact your local news talk station and Genesis Communications Network. We'll bring the show to them if they ask for it. And luckily, we have a new affiliate, KSIS, in Missouri. I cannot wait. Absolutely excited. We get to start next week. I think it is. I want to get the exact call letters right. Yeah, I think it's KSIS. Yeah, KSIS. Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you all for bringing the Dr. Dahlia Show to your town. All right, guys. Now, right before we talk about hangover cures, there is a Bitox patch that has been marketed to prevent hangovers. Apparently, the Bitox patch is supposed to be a transdermal patch. It has B-complex, D, folic acid, vitamins K, E, A, thiamine, and this is supposed to go directly into your bloodstream, and that's supposed to help and make you feel better. Again, guys, you know, again, be careful of products. Yes, there's products out there. Vitamins are good, but again, it's the alcohol, the type of alcohol, cheaper alcohol, too, can make the hangover worse. You know, we were talking about liver disease, and people said, but I only drink good alcohol. I don't drink the cheap alcohol. Both alcohols can cause liver disease. But when we're talking about hangovers, they all can do it. They all can do it. All right, for some of you that's going to be in California, the Pirates of the Caribbean ship is docked in Newport Beach for tours. They say two historic wooden merchant and naval ships, one that was actually used in the filming of Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, will be docked in Newport Harbor this week and available for public tours. There are two late 18th century vessels. The Interceptor was in the Pirates movie, and I'm trying to think what the other name. The other ship name is the Hawaiian Chieftain. It is a replica of a centuries-old merchant vessel. Now, apparently, people can go. Apparently, New Year's are actually going to have visitors set sail with the crew and head off the coast to reenact an epic naval battle or battle sail, they call it, where the ships will maneuver near and around each other with the crews hurling taunts and exchanging cannon fire. That's cool. You know, that's going to be New Year's Eve. Tickets are $60 for adults, $50 for students, seniors and active military, $50, $40 for children. Ah, all right, all right. I'm not going to be in California. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be working. Can't wait. All right, looks like there is an Alaskan volcano erupting. So far, the plume has gone up 15,000 feet. We worry when it hits 20,000 feet. They don't think any people are in danger at this time. It's Cleveland Volcano, a part of the Aleutian Islands. There is a small village, Niklosky, if I'm pronouncing that right. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's Russian. They say there's only 18 residents there. They haven't been. Yeah, Nikolsky. There's permanent 18 permanent residents about 50 miles east, but they say so far so good. But there is the volcano erupting now, Cleveland volcano in Alaska. All right, so now let's go a little south here, Venezuela. Now, Venezuela has offered to remove the PIP breast implants for free. These implants are not going away. They're not going away. They're still in our face. All right. Remember the PIP company? The PIP implants company went bankrupt a while back. However, there have been issues of rupture with the defected implants, some even claiming they could cause cancer. So you have many people very concerned and upset. France had offered to pay for the removal of the 30,000 patients. Again, people want new implants put in for free. I don't know if that's going to happen. Now Venezuela is offering free surgeries to women who have the faulty French-made breast implants. Now, of course, you know, people from the company say, you know, now look, okay, not all of these are rupturing. No, you know, everybody doesn't have to panic. But who wants something in there that can panic? You know, that or that could possibly rupture. You know, you don't want to, you know, when you get these implants in, even though it's understood you may have to have them redone in 10 years, you just don't want to have anything like that in you. I would recommend having them removed, you know, because they're silicone. You don't need to have rupture and then have the silicone issue. It's probably safer. True, there are risks going through the surgery. I mean, it's not fun. I would hate to go through a whole nother surgery. Hate that. They say on Tuesday, a group of 50 women in Argentina threatened to sue their plastic surgeons if they don't get free replacements of the faulty French breast implants. Group is led by attorney Virginia Luner, who has the PIP silicone gel packs herself. She said five of her clients have obtained out-of-court agreements to provide free replacements. If they don't get them, her group will sue. See, I mean, that, you know, it's got to be tough with the surgeon. I mean, you really need to know what you're putting in. You really need to know that company, you know? And unfortunately, the people that come in and show you their samples are the company themselves. I mean, it's so hard to get objective information. And you never get the story until after the fact. We go back to Vioxx. You know, I have nothing against Merck. I think Merck is a great company, but I had a big problem with this one representative who would come in, and when I was seeing very early issues with Vioxx, and I noticed, remember Vioxx is the medication, the COX-2 inhibitor, anti-inflammatory, that, you know, would replace a lot of the anti-inflammatories people were taking that would cause ulcerations in their stomach. So Vioxx came out, Celebrex came out, great medicines, powerful. They worked. However, with Vioxx specifically, my patients were having blood pressure spikes. So the rep came in and I said, you know, look, I don't know if you know this, but I'm seeing, you know, blood pressure spikes with my patients. And I have to take them off the Vioxx. So no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. There's cardiovascular studies, risk profile, you know, very good risk profile, very good, you know, benefit studies. That's why, blah, blah, you know, all the BS jargon he was saying. And, you know, I told my physician assistant, I'm like, I don't care what he says. We got to stop prescribing this, our patient's blood pressure is going up. Well, then a couple of years later, it was taken off the market because of cardiovascular effects. So, many times when you're accosted by these representatives from these companies, and they give the data, of course, they're selling a product. You almost need the competitor to come in, but I don't like competitors bad-mouthing other people's products because, again, they're trying to have their products sold. You need actually an unbiased party coming in saying, look, this is what's going on, but you don't know that until, look, all of a sudden we hear about 30,000, all of a sudden, from what I understand, the American FDA turned down the company years ago. They thought there was a problem years ago. So I guess somebody in France, Venezuela, and Italy should have, I guess gotten wind of that. Well, they didn't. They didn't. All right. What do I want to talk about? Real quickly, in California, looks like kids are not going to be able to get cough syrups, the dextromethorphan. Oh, you can see I've been on air for a while. All right. They use to get high. So California now has a law that any pharmacy or store that sells the cough syrup to a minor will be fined at least $250. So parents, if your kids say, Mom, I have a cough, I need to go to the store and get some cough syrup, ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen because they won't be sold. All right, we were talking also earlier this evening about a woman who was suffering so much from migraines that actually the muscle that usually gets Botoxed, she just had that muscle taken out, her Corrigan muscle. And this, she said, since she had the muscle taken out, corrugator muscle, she has been a very, very happy woman, a very happy woman. So possibly the next step in migraine treatment will be to actually just taking out the muscle that hurts you. And now, of course, many of us think our migraines are a hell of a lot deeper. It's not, feels like hippocampus and pineal gland and pineal body and, corpus callosum. But honestly, it's the corpus cavernosum's in the penis, corpus callosum's in the brain. But, they're Botoxing these muscles in the scalp to help give migraine relief. The problem is, remember, Botox is temporary. Paralyzes the muscle, acts sometimes maybe 6 months. So then every 6 months you need Botox. And for people like me who are going to need Botox for cosmetic purposes, we really don't want to overdo it. So now there may be an option of actually having the muscle removed. This is the frowning muscle, the muscle which allows her to frown. In the picture, she's not frowning, she's smiling. She looks like she's really smiling. She also looks younger. And if you don't have that muscle, then maybe you don't wrinkle. And if you don't wrinkle, you don't need Botox. I'm wondering if cosmetic surgeons are going to jump on this and they're going to start taking the muscles out of the face. I wonder. I don't know if I'd recommend that for everybody, though. All right, guys, I am back tomorrow. Please stay tuned. We're going to be finishing up this year with a bang. Thank you all for tuning in. You all be healthy, be safe. And if I don't talk to you before the end of the year, happy new year and have a healthy one.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.